So the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know this halacha? He's out today. How do you know the halacha? The halacha is that if you die, if the kohen, you kill when there's one kohen gadol, kohen gadol number one, and then the kohen gadol one dies before your gemara den, and kohen gadol two is appointed also before your gemara den. So then you have a gemara den. So then you go free with kohen gadol two. Okay. So Mor says, how do you know? Presumably the Havmina would be that no, you don't go free with him either. You're basically stuck there forever because Kohen Gadol 1 died before your Gemara Din. So he's, and his Misa is going to be a Mechaper. Kohen Gadol 2 has nothing to do with you. But Kamashma, so you'd be like you killed without a Kohen Gadol. Kamashma Lan, no. Pasuk is teaching you that you know, you go by the Kohen Gadol 2.
When is Kohen Gadol
2? What?
When is Kohen Gadol 2 done? Before Gemara Din?
Yes, okay. Before Gemara Din, right. Just saying, since he's around the Gemara Din, even though he was anointed after you killed, still there's a limud which says that it works. Okay? So then the pshat in the Gemara is, it says, what do you mean? But what do you want? It's not his fault. What do you want him to do? He wasn't even the Kohen Gadol when the guy killed. So why should he be punished? Rashi explains.
Who be punished?
The Kohen Gadol. Number two.
No.
That somehow the guy's fate is, you know. People for his death or something like that. Funny way to say it. But so my answer is no, because he should have davened that you wouldn't have a Gemar Din, a favorable Gemar Din. Right? So the Gemara is difficult on many fronts, right? First of all, what's this premise? What do you mean he'd do wrong? Why should he be punished? He's not being punished. And so what do you mean? He should have been a spal that it would have been a mistaken Gemar Din? I mean, what's... You know, spell that a guy wouldn't kill, I understand. A spell that after he did kill, that Bezdin what, would make a mistake or something? What's so kind of tefillah as that? That's his responsibility to daven that he doesn't get justice? A strange kind of a thing to daven for. Right? So, we notice that these problems are all very difficult. Right? So we said, let's forget about them. And let's try to just define the halacha. You know, the very halacha, that seems to be easier to approach. Havmina maskana, it's a halachic question, is are you going to be go free with the Mises of the second Kohen Gadol or not? Let's try to put these onesh types of questions out of the picture for the time being, and we'll get to that afterwards. Right? So before the Gemara asks those questions, it's just teaching you a plain halacha. There's a lima teaching you halacha. So we said that the Havmina would be that there's an idea of when you do a crime, so there's an idea of the jurisdiction, or the under the reign of a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the ruler of the Am, in a certain sense. And there's an idea, he's like responsible for the people, and he's involved as the leader of the people. And there's an idea, when you commit a crime, a reticha, in the presence, or under the reign of the Kohen Gadol, so your chait relates to him. Okay, he's the one who's like protecting the people, who's the one who's leading the people, and this tragedy occurred under his rule. So this avera is tied in. It's an avera of the reign of this Kohen Gadol or Tzaritzicha in his world, in his am. Okay, and being the leader, the actions which take place in the am are related to the leader of the am. The leader is supposed to protect, prevent things like that. He's responsible for things like that. So there's a vera, the killing, is a killing which is under the Kohen Gadol. And the halacha is that when the Kohen Gadol, which the avera relates to, dies, that's a mechaper. Okay, now the avera is intrinsically related, is related to the Kohen Gadol under whom it occurs. And that Kohen Gadol is now tied in with that avera, and the halacha is that his misa is a mechaper. So if you already had the Gemara Din and now he dies, that'll be a mechaper. But the second Kohen Gadol has nothing to do with that avera. Second Kohen has nothing to do with that avera. It's not an avera of the second Kohen. The second guy's reign has nothing to do with the second guy. So how could he have a mechaper for it's not an avera of his reign and it's not going to be a mechaper? Again, as the idea of the mechaper is tied in with the fact that the avera. Avera, which is Mechaper 4, relates to the Kohen Gadol. But if it does, it does. If it doesn't relate to the second guy, nor does it to the first guy. But we said the Maskana is no, it's nothing to do with that. It's not because the Avera is related to the second guy, to the Kohen Gadol. But the halacha is that the Gemar Din, the Onesh, when the Bezin proclaims an Onesh of Galus, so the Onesh carries with it a Mechaper of Mises Kohen Gadol. So in other words, that's the nature of the Onesh, that there's an Onesh, and Galus is a Mechaper, and Mises Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. And that's part of the Onesh, which stores that up. So what it's saying is that whoever is the Kohen Gadol at the moment of the Onesh, that's Koveya, the Mechaper. Like the Mechaper is part and parcel of the Onesh, that it's an Onesh and it has a way out also, as a Mechaper. They're Chayiv Galus as your Mechaper, but you also have another Mechaper, which is Mises Kohen Gadol. Which Kohen Gadol? The Kohen is there at the time. If there is no Kohen Gadol at the time, then that's it. Then it doesn't have a way out. I don't care if there becomes another Kohen Gadol later. If there's no Kohen Gadol, that's it. If there is a Kohen Gadol there, then he's the one who's nitfas in the, who's grabbed, who fits into the Onesh and the Mechaper. So in other words, that's the question. Is it the Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol of the Avera, or it's the Kohen Gadol of the Onesh? It's a component of the Onesh and the Psak Din of the Onesh that it relates, involves the Kohen Gadol as a Mechaper. Okay. So then we said, so what does the Gemara then say? And this is what we're up to. So Gemara says, this is what we interpreted the Gemara's question. Gemara says, okay, that's very nice halachically. I hear that. That it's then in the Gzeres HaKadosh that then the Onesh has a Mechaper of the Kohen Gadol. But in doing so, you're really doing a disservice to the second Kohen Gadol, which isn't fair. Okay, because to have people hoping for your death, for people who are, is not, notice the Kohen Gadol's job is to lead the people and to get the people under his, to support him and to favor him and to help him, and he's trying to lead them. And a leader who has people who are anti him is bad for their leader. Not only because they'll daven against him, because the davening, presumably, if it's totally unfounded, the davening won't work. So the Gemara says, Zakil is chinam. So it's not, if it's really unfounded, it wouldn't work. But still, practically, they talk to other people, they create discontent, and a leader, discontent undermines the role of a leader. So what's saying is that here it is a Kohen Gadol whose job is to lead the people, and you're setting him up with discontent, which is totally undue to him. He didn't do anything wrong. And here he is, he inherits his discontent, this other guy's problem, and he's going to have discontent. So it's true, technically speaking, you could say it's because there's a custom that the Onesh has a Mechaper of a Kohen Gadol. But if the Kohen Gadol did zero wrong to deserve it, then it's not a just system. So it's very nice because there's a custom is that way, but it's not just. So if it were the other way, the Havamina, that it's the Kohen Gadol of the Avera, then you'll say he's related to the Avera, he's on the hook, he's involved in the Avera. He could have been Mechaber Mespala, then it's reasonable to say that he's a Mechaber, and to put him on the line like that. But if it's a din in the second one, so he has no Sheikhah, so it's just not fair. In other words, it's asking like a secondary kind of a question. Like, I hear the Halacha, but it's asking questions, is this not fair, what do you want him to do? And this is assumingly a justice in the thing. But it's not that it is an onesh to him. It's just the halacha. But it ends up in resulting, the system results in an unfair halacha. If not, someone said, right, it's similar to the way the Gemara says if a Talmud goes to Galus, his Rebbe goes with him. Right? Because it says v'chai, and chayim needs a Rebbe. So the Gemara says, you learn from here that it's wrong to teach Talmud Shein Hagan. So he said, how do you learn that from here? So he said, because if it weren't that it was wrong, then it wouldn't be right to make the Rebbe have to go to Galus with him. What do you do wrong? It's very nice you want to formulate Galus that way, but it's not fair to the Rebbe. But since the Rebbe also did an Aveira, so then it ends up being legitimate. And that's how we learned that Sugya over there. So it's just saying is like, in the Halacha, if Halacha has an implicit onesh to somebody, even though that's not the point of the Halacha, but if it has that, so it has to be justified. Otherwise, it's like a bad system. So that's what I'm saying, this is what the Gemara is asking. So now the problem is what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says he should have been Mespalel, that he wouldn't have a Gemara Din. That the Gemara Din would have been Luschas. Right? That's why it's his fault. He should have been Mespalel. So daven that there would be a Gemara Din favorable to Arjun, and he didn't. That's the problem. That sounds crazy. Right? And Davin, what is he supposed to Davin? The Bezin is going to make a mistake or something? I mean, if he's guilty, then he should want to have a Gemara Din, which is bad, which is against him. And if he's innocent, then he should be innocent. I mean, what kind of thing? He should Davin. I didn't say that Davin, that the negligence won't lead to Ritzicha, won't lead to death. Makes sense. It's a good thing to Davin for. But to say that after it did lead to death, now you're going to say that what? That the Bezin is not going to judge him negatively? I mean, he did an Avera. Why shouldn't they judge him negatively? He deserves it. So what are you trying to, what should he do? Try to get the guy off the hook somehow? Yeah. Okay. So I still brought down an Achronim. I mean, I have the Masifta Gemara, and I brought it down, and maybe it's the Aruch Lener and some other ones. I forget who exactly it was. But they want to say it like this. And it's interesting. Maybe it's relevant, but let's just see. They want to say that there's a halacha that by Misa, this is one of the strangest halachas out there, in my opinion. But there's a halacha that in the Beis Din, so if a guy is being tried for Misa, so how many judges do you have? 23 or 71? I forget. 23, I think, right? 23 judges, right? Okay. So it's 23 judges who judge him. And they take a vote. And he goes by majority. Or a little more than, you need a little more than. 12-1, you're not going to kill him. You need more than one. You have to win by more than one if you want to kill him. But let's say you have all 23 judges say guilty and zero judges say innocent. So the halacha is he's off. He's not killed. Okay?
Just one?
23 to 0. You need at least one saying he's innocent. If you have 23 saying guilty and 0 saying he's innocent, then he's innocent. We don't kill him. What?
If you have all 23 saying he's guilty?
Yeah, then he's off. Potter. How's that work? Sounds crazy, right?
I mean, yeah, I thought we just said that. I couldn't know American laws like that.
Not like that, no. Unanimous decision is the best, right? Here it's crazy. So you say if 22-1, kill him. 23-0, that's it. He's off the hook, right? So I think the idea is, I don't know if this is open shot. Remember, I know that Reb Chaim Shay told us about this back when I was in.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Reb Chaim Shay told us.
Like
that, something like that. So Reb Chaim Shay wanted to say, I don't know if it's his far or his pshat or his whatever, his aliman. So there's a halacha v'yitzilo ha'eda. A bezin is chayiv to say, try to save him, to try to get him off the hook. That's a mitzvah. They have to try to question the witnesses to try to get them, trip them up, to squeeze them to this, to that. Somehow, it's a mitzvah to find the zechus, to find some sort of an argument to get the guy. And that's what he said, is that that's like part of the din bezdin. Part of the role of bezdin is v'tzilo ha'eda, to save him. So he says is that if it's 23-0, then in the psak din, it doesn't contain that aspect. That's like possibly part of the psak din is the v'tzilo ha'eda. So like a din of 23-0 is like lacking the characteristic of Yitzilo Eda. So then that's like inadequate to, that's not a good Gemara Din. Okay, that's like, it's like they're not functioning the role of Bezin if they do that. Someone should be Mapik with Zechus. And if not, it's like, maybe you'll say they did, but I guess it's like part of the din itself. The psak is, it has to contain that aspect. The way it contains that is you have someone with Zechus. To say that no one found anything, it's like, what do you mean? You couldn't come up with any trial, right?
Blatant
but even if it's a blatant murder, there are ways, there are things. You try to trip up the witnesses. You start asking them questions. Like they say, you'd ask them, was the tree, they try to trip them up. You ask them, oh, were the trees in the background, were they thick or they're thin, the branches? And if one witness says thick and the other says thin, they throw the whole thing. And they say, potter. You know, so it's like you really try to work hard to come up with, like, arguments to get the guy off. So even if it's blatant, it's like you're trying to get the guy off. That's the halacha. And as I said, if it's 23 judges who say guilty and 0 say innocent, he's off the hook. Because the Bezin isn't doing their job. Because they lack that characteristic of the din. Interesting, right? I mean, I'd like to look at it again. I mean, this is my memory of the Svara, which he said like, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But I'd like to see it inside. But this is this idea. So the punchline, though, is that they want to say, there's a question, I saw in the Achronim, they bring down, the question is, does that apply by Galus also? It's not clear, apparently. Is that only when it comes to killing a guy, or is it even if sending a guy to Galus? That if it's 23-0, or if all the judges say guilty, then he's off the hook. That's a question in the Achronim. So one of the Achronim wanted to prove from this case that also applies by Galus. So the Kohen Gadol should have been mispalel that they would have found him 23-0 guilty, and then he would have been innocent, he would have been off the hook. So it's not like he should have been mispalel that they'd make a mistake. Mispalel that they shouldn't have made a mistake, but then they should have been that Dan Halacha would end up getting him off the hook. You know? That's what they want to explain this. They're saying they proved from here that apparently that's the Halacha. 23-0, I mean, it's like a little bit of a circumstantial kind of a proof, but that's what they want to say. That's what the Kohen Gadol's fault is. The Kohen Gadol should have been mispalel that he should have been 23-0, and he didn't apparently, so therefore he ends up, and now he goes to Gadol, so it's kind of his fault, and therefore he gets punished. And it doesn't really solve the problem. I mean, because still he's mispalel that the guy should get off the hook, and the guy deserves all the Gadol's. I know, it doesn't quite solve it, right? It doesn't quite solve it, and it's like somewhat far-fetched. I mean, there's no saying that. Yeah, and why is that better? I mean, if you think the guy deserves Gadol, he deserves Gadol. Why is Spalel they should get off on a technicality? It's not why really... Yeah, why are you trying to get off the hook? He deserves it. I understand saying Spalel... Spalel... Yeah, right, right. But how is it much better? It's not that much better. Right. It's a little better, though, because in a certain sense, it's a mistake, you're Spalel that the system should break. Here it's like you're Spalel that the system should be realized in one of its methods of being realized. Look, apparently there's a halacha like that. So, in small, that halacha will be activated. It's like a mistake is almost like a breakdown of the system, you know? So, you spell for a breakdown. That's like a, you know, that's an injustice. But you can't say it's an injustice, this is the halacha. So, apparently, the halacha is just. So, whatever. So, why is that? I don't know, whatever. That's the halacha. Yeah, so it's a little hard. And it's hard because, look, it's not an open halacha that works even by Galus altogether. And then to say that the Gemara is referencing that halacha seems to me like a little bit of a stretch. You know? But we got a big problem here. What kind of thing is he should have davened for that? I understand saying he should daven that the guy who's a Rotze, who's negligent, shouldn't end up killing. That makes sense. People are negligent all the time. They don't always die. No one always dies every time someone's negligent. So you mispalel that doesn't result in Misa. So that makes sense. Mispalel that everything is okay. Things don't, right? But to be mispalel that... That he should have a Gemara Din L'Schos, it sounds like, seems strange. Yeah, okay, good. So I'm thinking similar to what Mark's saying. Okay? But I think it's like a... It's a more general idea than you're saying it. Because you could ask this question in general. Why are we always trying to get a guy off the hook? Right? In general. That's why I've made it. Why are they going to kill him? The Bezin's going to kill him. You see, the mitzvah is Yitziloi, the Bezin's supposed to try to work out ways to get the guy off the hook. Right? That's the halacha. So much so that if they don't, and all the judges say guilty, he's off the hook, because that's it. They weren't properly trying to get him off. There's all kinds of halachas that are stacking the best to try to get him off the hook. It's a mitzvah. You see the way that you're supposed to try to save him. So it sounds like a funny, right? It's almost like impossible to get the Bichai Misa. It's like you really got to work hard to Bichai Misa. With the Edim and the Hasra and the Bezdin grilling the Edim. And it's almost like we don't want to kill a guy. But why don't we want to kill a guy? Why is Yitzhilo Eidah so much? Why are we trying to save a guy? After all, what about justice? Right? So the answer is because ultimately we hold that man can't really judge another person. Okay? We don't really like the whole idea. It was almost like the institution of man punishing man is like a lesser of two evils. It's like you can't have a society without repercussions. Okay? Without onshim, like Marco, you're saying, you just can't have a society. Society needs to have accountability. Has to be, if a guy's Mechal Shabbos, or Zara, whatever, and a murder, in a blatant way, totally rebellious, you got to have a punishment. I mean, you got to first of all be able to get rid of that guy, and you have to deter people. There has to be a deterrent. So you need to have onshim. But at the same time, we realize that man is the subject to making errors and is not the ultimate dayan. And even if a particular guy gets off the hook, the God will take care of him. It's not like ultimately Mishpat is not... Look, there's a lot of people get away with crimes. Man is limited. So ultimately we realize that Mishpat lies with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but man is charged with as best as he could to set up a society which of mishpat, which will thereby function to set up a deterrence. But the way the Torah set it up is like the system has to exist, but it's like it has a lot of loopholes, and it's like built into the system that we're trying to avoid. In a certain sense, we're trying to avoid using it. Okay, in the worst cases, the clearest cases, we'll use it. Okay, there are times where you could use it, certain times. And that those few times will serve to scare everybody and to deter everybody and all that. But in general, it's not meant to be used. In general, it's meant to be avoided. To exist and to everyone to learn about it, and if you open up any Masechta, you'll see these halachos, and everybody knows how severe it is. Michal Shabbos, Abichayev Skila. That itself has an impact. Even if you know nowadays you're not getting stoned, the fact that if you would get stoned, if there was a buzz in here, that's scary. It's like a serious thing. And the fact that if you live in that time and then you do it, even if you know you're working it out of a way, that's not going to, it helps a person in terms of, helps keep your society in line. But we don't want to kill people. Why? What will happen to those guys? Ultimately, God will do it. In a world where basically justice is served by man and you don't have God, then yeah, we got to work it out. This is justice. But we don't think, look at Mishpah, look at Mo. God is the ultimate Dayan. God, it says, God works out that everyone will get their due. You know, but we have to. This, our system is like to be, maintain a certain order in society. Now, I'd say it's the same thing as the case by Galus, because by Galus you have to have some sort of a repercussion for somebody who's negligent with human life, and you have to have Galus. You have to have a system of Galus. You have to have some sort of. You can't just have people who are negligent with human life, reckless or whatever, kill b'shogeg, and there's we'll breed more of that. We'll breed in sensitivity to human life. So you have to have a consequence. Does that mean every single guy who kills b'shogeg, it's important for the society that every single person that justice is served on every single case? No. So people, look, God will work it out. And that's the thing what it says. Is like, let's say a guy gets away with it. So God will work it out. He'll go to a hotel and whatever. That's like, you know, that's part of that idea of the Chazal. Is like, that even though there's a system of mishpat and like bezin killing rotzchem b'shogeg mimezid and giving galus rotzchem b'shogeg, but there are things that get through the cracks, and ultimately God works out the mishpat, that things work out. This isn't the extent of mishpat in the world, is what man does. But God, behind the scenes, works out, is involved in assisting the man's things, and man's just a small part of it. So the thing is that in any one guy getting off the hook and not going to galus, the system's not going to break. You need the deterrent, and I think, like Marx is also good, is that that a particular guy who kills b'shogeg, first of all, feels bad about it. He killed b'shogeg. And he knows that he's on trial for galus. And even if he gets... See, I think it's saying he can follow that he'll get off on a loophole. Maybe what they're saying, that they'll get 23-0. If there's some other loophole, they'll find the schos. It turns out there wasn't witnesses. They contradict. There's a lot of ways to get off. It doesn't mean that it's a perversion of justice. God will do justice some other way. It's not necessary for the system of justice, the system of onshim and the system of galus, that every single guy who kills b'shogeg has to go to galus. Look, he'll slip through the cracks. There's a good chance he'll do tshuva anyways, because after all, he feels bad and he's going through the process and he realizes the gravity of his avera. He doesn't actually have to live his whole life in galus, and it's unlikely that he'll learn his lesson anyways. And if he doesn't, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work it out. Maybe he'll kill again. He'll go to a pundak and he'll get this time he'll be caught and he won't. And now we'll end up in galus. Like, that's the thing Martha says, is that man's system of justice is part of God's system. God's overseeing the thing. It's a small piece of it. So the thing is, the Kohen Gadol should realize is that it's not necessary for every person to go to galus, and every person to be punished. And therefore, he should realize it's in the best interests of the people, of the particular guy, that he'll end up living. And the society won't be hard. Look, it's true. If nobody ever did, so then it could be then the system would fall apart. That's what the Gemara says, is that one mandam of the Gemara Makkah says that if I would be on Bezin should kill once every 7 years. That's what he says. I think it's Rabbi Akiva. He says every 7 years. And the other mandamer says, no, if I were on Bezin, I'd kill once every 70 years. Once in a generation. So the other mandamer says, no, you're going to cause too many murderers. It's not enough. It's not going to work as a deterrent if you do it that infrequently. So there's a measure, there's a balance about how it's a machlokas, though, but it's a balance about how often these things have to happen for it to work. So, but in a particular instance, the Kohen Gadol can be Mispalel. And just because the Kohen Gadol is Mispalel doesn't mean that the system is never ever going to be invented. It could be, look, some Kohanim won't do it. Maybe even sometimes they're Mispalel, but God will do it anyways. But in a general way, the Kohen Gadol should be a Mispalel, that people don't have to get punished. And onus is hard for a person. And a person could do tshuva without having to live his whole life in Golis. It's rough. It's a rough sentence, and there's other ways around it. So in Mispalel, that there'll be a loophole. Now, the Bezdin themselves can't just say, oh, you know what? We'll just let you go. For you, nah, we'll look the other way. Because the Bezdin is judging the case, and the system has to exist. So the system has to exist, and the system is in place, and the judges have to judge the case. Look, they do Vitiloido, they try to save him, but ultimately they can't just totally, you know, let him off just because they feel like it. So the system has to have has to work on its own terms. But the Kohen Gadol isn't a Dayan. Kohen Gadol is not part of the system. Kohen Gadol is independently saying, there's a ball, that there'll be a loophole. But like, you can't, the Dayanim themselves can't fakely create a loophole. There has to be some legitimate loophole. They have to use the system in line with the way it is. But the Kohen Gadol should look out for the people, and he could realize that for his people in general, particular people who are involved, it would be better off if they could end up getting off and do tshuva in a better way. If you go do tshuva a better way, God could help them get off the hook, get a loophole, and then do tshuva some other way. It's not necessary not always necessary for a person to necessarily suffer the full brunt of the onash, even though technically he deserves it. But still, God's merachim. God could let a person off and let him have some other way to do tshuva. So they're saying that's part of the Kohen's responsibility, to look out for his people. And the fact that the person ended up in Galus, you could trace to the Kohen Gadol. I don't know if it means it's no such thing as a guy who's guilty and the Kohen Gadol did daven and it didn't work because some other factor. But it just means, like, categorically, there is a responsibility on behalf of the Kohen Gadol. In general, there is such a thing like that it's his fault. And therefore, the system, it's okay to set up the system that he goes free with the death of the Kohen Gadol, and now people are going to look negatively towards the Kohen Gadol because there is, in general, something wrong with the Kohen Gadol. There may be a particular case, but look, it can't work out. Particular cases in the halacha. Is it fair to the Kohen Gadol? I don't know. The system is a fair system. In general, there's an accountability on the Kohen Gadol's part, and therefore, it's okay to make it, the guy's freedom totally on the Kohen Gadol, because he generically has a fault in the matter. But I don't think it means every single time the guy kills, it means the guy didn't daven. It could be once in a while, sometimes, look, he's so bad, and whatever. He wasn't swallowed properly, but it doesn't matter. But it's not to say, that's not the problem. The problem is how the Torah set up a system where he's hanging him on the Kohen Gadol, who has nothing to do with it. Where he says, no, he doesn't have anything to do with it. He does have something to do with it. In general, he should have been responsible for that. But what I'm saying is, the main point in this whole Gemara is that the Gemara is not about the philosophy. The Gemara is about the halacha, first of all. It's defining the halacha, the two different ways of defining the halacha, about going to Galus, being told the enemies of the Kohen Gadol. Is it the Kohen Gadol of the Aveira, in which case it's its second cause has nothing to do with it, or is it the Kohen Gadol of the Onash? It's part of the Onash, has a built-in Mechaper, which is the Kohen Gadol of that time. And this whole discussion is like a secondary discussion. It's like, yeah, but it's not fair. It's very nice with halacha. It's nice that there's a gossip, but the halacha has to be just. It's not right to do that to the Kohen Gadol. So it's less of a saying, no, it is just. Don't say it's unjust, because there is accountability on behalf of the Kohen Gadol. But that's not like, it's in response, like it's a secondary question, which which emerges from the halacha. But it's tempting. At first you see it seems like the whole Gemara is discussing that. Saying is like this discussion is in the context of that halacha. By accident, I mean, you see there's a halacha you see in the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol when he's in the Kodesh Kadashim. We read it and you notice it when we daven on Yom Kippur. But he davens that a woman don't miscarry, and that the people's houses don't fall in, and that if the passerbyers daven, that the Jews should be hurt, that it shouldn't work. I mean, there's certain like responsibilities. He's the leader of the people, and he gets them kapara. He's like their emissary between them and God. And he's a mespalel on behalf of the people, and that's part of his role as a Kohen Gadol. I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting to look into more, but that's part of his role is that he's a mespalel for the Jewish people. Well, the point is I think in the Havina we were thinking of it as like, justice is served through Galus. and that's it. So what do you want him to get off the hook? That's it. The whole society, that's not just. But I'm saying is, look, God does justice. The idea is that man's justice is necessary. It's like a necessary evil. You have to have man judging. You have to have deterrence. But it's not like if he falls through the cracks, then that's it. He's going to end up living a life of pleasure and enjoyment and just get away with it. There's no such thing as getting away with it. We're not worried about him getting away with it. It's an injustice. Look, sometimes you get away with it, God will take care of it. He's not getting away with it. Society, our question is what's good for our society? Society is, in general, people don't get the punishment, and once in a while, he ends up, guy gets through the perfect crime and ends up getting through.
Let's say, like
OJ Simpson. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it would say the Kohen Lishon Mispal that guys who killed Bemezid should get off the hook. I'm not sure. Maybe that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's possible that this is by Shogeg. Like what Mark is saying is, look, the idea of Golas can be Mechaper even without actually going. He feels remorse. He sees what it is. He's scared that the Golas is going to happen. It could work. The guy's Bemezid and the case would be such that he really would get punished means the guy's really a bad guy. So maybe such a guy, not Mispal, that he'll be able to get off the hook. The Bezin does their thing already to try to get him off. And if that process leads to him being killed, could be because they shouldn't be, you know. That's already like, it's already like a risk to society. I feel like the guy who kills Bashogeg, as long as he feels bad about it, it's a good chance he's not that much. It's not that much risk anyways. He's not a terrible guy. And he's going to feel bad and he'll go through the court system. They'll give him a little bit of a shake up. And if he doesn't, then God will still take care of him, you know. But, like, I don't know, to have a guy who's Mazed, I'm not sure if they were saying that he should daven that Mazed should get off the hook. You know, it's not, you can't necessarily generalize. Although, it's possible, but, you know. So that's why that OJ case is a little bit, you know. Arguably, that was, you know, his support, supposedly, allegedly Mazed. Yeah, it's important. It's an important point about the system of Mishpat, because otherwise you have all kinds of problems. If you learn through the sugyas of Mishpat, you see how like one-sided it is towards helping a guy. It's like you don't really understand that. It sounds like it's not fair. What kind of justice system is this? Okay. Sounds crazy. But this is like, I think, Yisod in understanding it. Yeah. That's just like that halacha v'tiloida. I mean, this isn't my idea. I'm sure I heard this, so you know, this is, I think Ram talks about this type of idea. I don't know exactly this form, but you know, he talks about the idea of it, you know, Mishpat is for deterrence, and yeah. So I guess, so next week I guess we'll pick up, I think I have a meeting on Wednesday, it's a good chance we're not going to be able to share on Wednesday, but we'll pick up, the next thing is about burying the bones of the Rotzeach in Ari Miklat, not in Ari Miklat, in his own family's plot. It's also an interesting tomorrow.